It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was 8 goals.
It felt like they came that quick. Like in real time, like what you just heard there. Judge Zerat on Nesson. Good job by Nick throwing it together.
Trying to count candy last night. Every time you look up from the bucket, it's
like
a goal.
Scored again?
Another goal. Like, I missed that one. Another goal.
Another
goal.
One?
Yeah.
How'd they do that? 3 goals in a minute last night for Carolina.
Yeesh.
As Scott McLaughlin, WEEI.com, points out today, all of Jim Montgomery's line shuffling came back to bite him last night.
You don't think it worked?
In the worst way. Not just how the team came out. I guess you don't want to say not ready to go, right? I mean, it's 1-1. They score a goal on the power play relatively early in the game. They get gifted this long 5-on-3. They get gifted actually a lot of power play time in the first period. So say they came out flat maybe isn't totally accurate, but they didn't fight much for Jim Montgomery last night. 3 goals in a minute. Boom, blink, it's over. It's 6-2 after 2. It's 8-2 by the end of the game. And this is a coach that feels like he's flailing around. He shuffled all his lines. And yesterday, all those fourth liners that he spread throughout the lineup, they're all in the penalty box watching goals get scored past Jeremy Swayman last night.
Yeah, brutal.
They're all part of it.
You got to see your guy Corpusalo.
I did get to see my guy Corpusalo.
Better play a little bit.
Better numbers than Swayman last night.
Yeah, sure was.
But not great.
No, not great. No, and this is one where, you know, everybody's like, it's early. No, this is a problem. Like, they are a mess. And 5 games into the year, they were 3-2, and the 2 losses were to Florida. So you're like, well, you can't beat Florida. So maybe that's your issue, but, like, maybe that's not the problem.
Yeah, a lot of teams can't beat Florida, right? So not to brush it aside, but I get it. You're losing to the Stanley Cup champion. I get it.
It was already a slower start than the previous 2 years under Jim Montgomery, the record-setting year, and then even last year where they came out swinging, and you're like, all right, how are they going to follow up the devastating first-round loss after the huge regular season and the loss of their 2 veteran centers? They came out great. They came out of House of Fire a year ago. This year, not so much. So after that first 5-game stretch, they've now only won 1 game. They've gotten a couple of extra like loser points in there. They beat Toronto in overtime. But other than that, it's just surrounded by all these losses. And then the last one, the worst of the group, 8-2 to Carolina when you are obviously kind of up against it. You're playing so poorly. Jim Montgomery is feeling the pressure. He's changing lines left and right. He's bumping Brad Marchand. They're fighting for their lives out there. And that's the performance you have? I know it's a good team, but like, you're also supposed to be a good team. Like, I'm not Florida, different story. Like, Florida's a tough matchup and all that. Like, Carolina, you got to be more competitive than that. Plus, a lot of the same issues they've had all year, sort of like dumb penalties, having to kill off penalties, which they can't do, comes back to bite them.
I mean,
they
score on the power play last night.
Okay, good.
But
they allowed what, 2?
Well, I'm just saying they generally don't do that.
No.
So their power play has been terrible. Last night, scoring aside, they get smoked last night. They can't kill off penalties. They're in the box more than just about any other team.
They weren't even getting shots.
Let me give you the standings.
There's no shots.
Oh, I think the Bruins after 2 had 7 shots. Is that right?
I think so. And there was a stat for a while where they had like 1 5-on-5 shot for like a huge chunk of the game. I mean, they ended the game with 15 shots.
After the 2 5-on-3s, they had 6 shots.
Okay, there you go.
And one of them was a double minor, which they didn't get a shot on the first penalty, I don't think.
Classic. So that's
the Bruins had 2 goalies face as many shots as the Hurricanes 1 goalie.
Yeah.
Those guys split time in the East. Saw at least as much action.
So that's a dead team and a team that's not playing for their coach. And I tried to tell you the significance of the Brad Marchand, Jim Montgomery dust up, the shove.
Yeah.
What'd you call it? He referred to it as a
fist fight.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Earlier this hour, you said something different. People don't like the Twitch chat, don't like calling it a shove.
Oh, it was
the interaction between
up?
The two. Fine.
No.
So,
a brouhaha?
Whatever it was.
Tomfoolery?
I didn't think it was.
Donnybrook?
Donnybrook.
I might have been a Donnybrook. I didn't think Montgomery shoving him, tapping him on the shoulder, whatever it was, I didn't think that was the most egregious thing. I thought Brad Marchand, just not even looking at it, just staring off into space, like your wife is talking to you in the middle of, you know, your fantasy matchup, you're watching
it's
it
the
on
Ben
TV.
Affleck. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Then he's just staring off, and he's like, I want nothing to do. That, to me, was the significance.
Yeah.
It was the visual embodiment of tuning out your coach.
Team captain.
The captain doing it. This is like, what was going through his head.
Yeah, 100%.
While Jim Montgomery's yelling at him and tapping him on the shoulder and shoving him and yelling at him. Like, that's what it was. And so, to me, that was the takeaway from that. They've tuned him out. They've quit on him. And if you don't know that by now, I don't know what to tell you.
What the hell was that last night? That was rock bottom.
Let me give you this. We told you yesterday, all day.
Yeah.
Bruins are in last place in the division. That's not a bad enough way to say it. They have nine.
Dead last.
They have 9 points. Only 4 teams in the NHL have fewer points than them, and 2 of them have played fewer games. The Islanders and Predators have only played 10 to the Bruins' 11. The Islanders and Sharks both have 8 points. The Predators and Blackhawks each have 7. The Bruins have 9. There's only 4 teams in the NHL with fewer points, and we're 11 games in. And so, Keith, you had your scoop yesterday. What was it again?
Very, very hot seat from the top on down. Ownership is not happy with the Bruins start. Nobody's happy with the Bruins start, but I think they are specifically looking at Jim Montgomery.
It's on ownership's radar, right?
Yeah,
it's
yes.
not just, hey,
yes.
Cam and Don Sweeney
or
and the players. All of us
as fans are saying he should be out. It's like, no, the top down is looking at this as a major problem.
And so to me, that's the important part of the scoop. I think a lot of people have speculated about Montgomery's job security.
He went into the year without a contract, but
correct.
Also there was talk. So we focused so much on the Swayman contract, and it made sense to do that. But you remember every once in a while there'd be like at these press conferences, like, well, what about like Marchand? What about Montgomery? Like your captain and your coach are going into the last years of their deal. So are you going to sign those guys? And it wasn't crazy. I think at one point they were talking about a long-term extension with Montgomery.
Yeah.
So then you play 10 games, he's on the hot seat, and everyone's like, yeah, of course he is. It's like, well,
again,
if you were that close to a new contract, like how could he also be 1 foot out the door?
Again, the difference is there's been a lot of speculation about Montgomery and his job security. What you're saying is ownership has him on the hot seat right
correct.
Now. That's different than us sitting. I've been speculating for a while about it, but it's different to say it's on ownership's radar, especially Jeremy Jacobs detached up in Buffalo. Like, oh, the news has gotten all the way to Buffalo.
Yeah.
This hockey team kind of stinks, and he's upset about it, and they might miss the playoffs, and he might miss out on a playoff gate and money, and he's upset about that. So that's significant. I think it's significant when Scott McLaughlin writes about it at WEEI. You know, the writers, the beat writers, people who cover the team, they're always a little less willing to go there than we are on the radio. They're covering the team day to day. They have to face the coach and ask questions to the coach. We just sit here in a studio and say whatever pops into our head.
That's true.
It's a different job. He writes today, Jim Montgomery threw his Hail Mary, meaning the lineup changes,
yes.
shuffling everything.
Yep.
And he says there was no magical Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown connection.
No, there was not. There was whatever the opposite of that was.
It feels like only a matter of time at this point before Sweeney throws his Hail Mary, i.e. fires Montgomery on behalf of his owner.
Yep.
And so that's where we're at. I mean, that's
definitely happening.
What? Are you surprised it hasn't happened yet? Like,
a little bit. So
what are they waiting for?
So I wonder if this. So they have the day off today. There's no game, but then they're all at Philadelphia Saturday afternoon, and then they're home to Seattle on Sunday afternoon.
Philly, the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
arguably
one of the worst.
It might be you now.
Well, yeah, right.
But they just blanked you the other night, 2-0 in Boston.
It's like
you have
Pats,
Philly.
It's the Pats Titans of hockey on Saturday.
Yeah,
and so I mean, I don't know if they lose to Philly, you think he's coaching that game at home on Sunday? I know it's a back-to-back, but it's also a home-road thing.
I mean, I'm assuming because we haven't had an announcement yet, he's going to be coaching against Philly tomorrow, but like...
If they lose that one?
Okay, are you even...
I'm mini-surprised
surprised he's even making it to that game, so no, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they lost that game. At all.
And then you got a new guy behind the bench on Sunday.
Yeah,
it's the crack.
And again, it's not like you have a super qualified or great head coach sitting there and waiting. That's not my feeling on it. It's just changing the voice in the room because it's not working. As a lead voice, Jim Montgomery isn't working. Maybe you empower someone behind the bench.
Man, that was a short shelf life. That was the guy took over because Bruce Cassidy was mean to the players, and they won a million regular season games out in the first round. Comes back the second year, better maybe than we expected regular season, win one round, but still questions about him goalie rotations, too many men on the ice, all these different things. And then I know hockey, they change their coaches all over the place.
Yep.
It is quick hooks all the time. But, I mean, Claude and Cassidy were both here for a good stretch. And you feel like, you know, the Jacobs, one of their big knocks all the time was like, they just want playoffs. As long as they have their playoff gate, they're fine. They don't need a Stanley Cup team, right? That's been the knock on them for decades. And this team is a perennial playoff team. But even that, like, even this is like, well, right now you're trending on missing the playoffs. So we're going to get out in front of this and see you later.
So we get a lot of texts like this, 37937. And you're right, it's a super short shelf life, even by the life of a hockey coach.
Yeah.
37937. Maybe they should fire the two dip.
Wait a minute. Easy.
The two dips who put this team together.
Oh.
Neely and Sweeney.
Mm.
I mean, look, I'd have no problem moving on from Sweeney. I wouldn't. But I don't think... Do you think the roster is a big issue? I felt better about
I really don't.
I felt better about the roster after free agency.
I think a lot of people, they reject just putting it all on Montgomery because you're like, it's
better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the hockey coach. Like, is it really his fault? Like, is he the one taking all these dumb penalties? And is he the one that can't kill off a penalty and everything else? So it's like, just because Montgomery's gone doesn't mean the players are all going to be great afterwards. Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't think the roster's that bad. We talked about it with Raycroft yesterday. They brought back all their leading scorers from a year ago, and then they added Elias Lindholm. They still have Swayman, and now he's just going to play more games. They added some size. Even some of the new guys that they have playing like on the fourth line are like they're better, more consistent players right now. I don't think the roster's that bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, they spent this offseason. Now, I never really got the Zadorov signing, but whatever. I'm like, they spent big money. Fine. Yeah. They like him. Whatever. That one looks brutal. I don't get people looking at the Jeremy Swayman contract and being like, that's the problem on the team. Swayman hasn't been great. You know Swayman can play, and you know he can play here.
Yeah.
He hasn't lived up to the contract yet. It's early. I feel like it'll be okay. And by the way, it's kind of now the going rate for goalies if you've watched goalie contracts around the league. So I don't really get the big gripe with that. I would say you need more out of Swayman, obviously. Zadorov's a bum. And they just paid him a bunch of money in free agency. Like, if they're cash-strapped, that's a bigger reason why. Never mind that you're not getting good returns out of McAvoy, and Lindholm has cooled off after he started hot in the first few games. Like, those to me are the bigger issues on the team. But I feel like Montgomery, A, is the easier fix, and B, big picture, I'd move on from Sweeney or Neely. I would.
Yeah.
I don't feel like ownership's even close to that. So you can call for it and complain about it all you want, but how realistic is it? I don't know. Any ideas on a replacement for Jim Montgomery? Do you just go in-house, Keith? Do you just promote off the bench, or you got any ideas? I know Greg had an idea.
Yeah, no, Greg had an outside-the-box idea. No, I don't think I know who would be. Well, because Cassidy was with Providence, right, when they promoted him from there. I don't know. I mean, these guys just get retreaded through left, right, and center, and I feel like you don't necessarily want to go with what the players want because that didn't really work, at least come playoff time it didn't, right? They wanted, like, a nicer guy. And so Bruce Cassidy, I don't. I think
who is Providence now?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's not Pandolfo's. Where is he? Is he at BU? I forget because he was.
Did he take over BU?
Well,
maybe.
I came up with him and Swayman. Is he at BU? I think. Who's in Providence? So like you could promote from Providence. You could promote off the bench.
I think in season.
Chris Kelly, Jay Leach, Joe Sacco. Like you could do that
David
off your bench.
Quinn.
That's who's in.
I think so.
Providence. David Quinn?
No, it's...
The Sharks coach?
Oh, no. Sorry.
I was going to say, the guy... I thought he was a finalist to get the job last go-round with Montgomery.
No, it's Ryan Mogenel? I have no idea.
Utz?
Utz?
Utz.
What are we saying? What are you saying?
So whatever, like you could go to...
David Quinn was the one that was fired last year for their interim that they rehired.
You could go to Providence, you could promote from within, I've seen the name, and this is, you know, third rail because of what happened on in his tenure at the end with Joel Quenneville. But, like, that's a name that I've seen Bruins fans suggesting. I wouldn't go near that personally.
No.
Very accomplished head coach. I'm not going there. The one that Greg brought up today was Patrice Bergeron.
Patrice Bergeron. I never know which former players want to do it and which ones don't. Like, Rob Brind'Amour, like, when you're watching him as a player, like, okay, he's a player. Then he's like, oh, he's a coach. You know, he's like, I don't know. I don't think Bergeron seems too quiet to be a head coach, doesn't he?
I would agree with that. Yeah. He's also never done it. I mean, to me, that would be a problem.
No.
The team also played better without him last year. They played better without
him. Coaching. He's not playing. He's
coaching. They played better without
him
in the Florida series 2 years ago when they had their great season. He came back and they lost the last three games. I know no one likes to bring that up or mention that, but it's not like they really played for him as a player there at the end.
True.
Whether it was last season, his last season rather, and they played better without him a year ago, went further in the playoffs without him. So, like, I don't think this myth that, like, everybody's going to play super hard for Bergie. I think it's exactly that. I think it's a myth. Oh, good. There's my tweet from earlier today.
Should Greg, the Bruins bring Bergeron in as head coach?
Greg put out a poll question, and I actually think I am with the majority on this. I think most people were like, no, that's a bad idea.
I wouldn't do that.
Let me get the numbers on that poll question. I'll look that up.
I feel like off-season is the time to really do, like, a full search, and you can see whoever everybody is out there. Mm-hmm. I feel like in-season, you know, because Claude was an in-season firing, and then they just brought on Cassidy, and then he was good, and then they kept him, and then he was there for, whatever, 5 years after the fact. Yeah, I don't know. Is there somebody in-house that you can promote? That'd probably be the easiest thing.
Sacco, Chris Kelly, Jay Leach, go for it.
Than like,
yeah. That's what I would do, too. Should the Bruins bring Bergeron in as head coach? A lot
of
alliteration.
That's the new Veritek one.
Although
Veritek ended up getting into coaching, and he's on the staff, so, I mean, it's...
I'm more open to the Veritek idea because, right, at least.
But that was an idea people had all the time. Remember at the end? Like, why isn't Veritek the next manager?
Hey, man, play a manager.
Like, all right.
It's like, I don't know. Francona's kind of good.
Like, I guess.
The Greg Hill show poll, 63% say no to Patrice Bergeron, which I'm surprised at. Good for you people. I thought everybody loved, no matter what you asked about Bergeron, I thought everybody would just be like, yeah, bring him in. He's the best. He can do no wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, he only won one cup in his whole career, did a lot of choking, but he could do no wrong. Fine, bring him in.
Twitch chat says Chris Kelly, right? So that'll just be assistant from there. And if you want that player angle, the guy won a cup.
He did.
Guy hosted the Stanley's Cup.
Very popular player while he was here.
Uh-huh.
People loved him.
Yep, good trade deadline acquisition, the whole nine.
Flinging pucks off the glass. Missing open nets. He did win a cup, though.
Didn't score much, but he didn't have to.
No.
You know, they'd beat you one zip.
Didn't need it.
They'd take you down one zip.
Yeah, Tim Thomas would take you down.
Horton would run into a goal, and they'd hold on to it for one nothing.
So to me, I don't love the Bergeron idea, and I'm not telling you I have a great idea. But
No, I don't either.
It's just replacing Montgomery. Maybe it gives your team a shot in the arm because they're not playing for Montgomery. That, to me, is clear.
He's got to turn this thing around quick. You're right. I was waiting to see the update. Nothing. If they lose to Philly, who's bad, like you said, that might be it.
So we think he's definitely coaching against Philly tomorrow?
I mean, it's Friday. It's almost high noon. Well, how about this? If we don't get it by the end of our show, then I'll say yes.
Okay.
But I'll leave the door open for the next two hours.
I don't rule out that, like, there's a chance he gets on a conference call now with the Jacobses.
Bruins to fire him at, like, 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out there.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good point. Yeah, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, bury him
after the news.
Not bad.
That's not a bad theory.
Okay, guys, can you announce that Drake May's playing so we can fire our coach?
Announce that May's playing, or, like, when did the Celtics tip? Friday, news cycle's dead.
Did they fire Claude or Pirelli during the Patriots parade?
Claude during Patriots parade, yeah. Weasels. Like, absolute, spineless, loser weasels fired Claude. And Claude deserved it, by the way.
Oh, I was happy but for they I was did it. To move on from that.
They did it in the middle of the Patriots parade. So, good point, Nick.
Yeah.
What could be coming in the news cycle where they're just waiting for it? I don't rule out he gets fired before the next game.
Playing on Sunday, so we'll find
that's not
out
a bad
tomorrow
one.
Morning.
Yeah. I was going to say Sunday at 1, maybe, but they play Sunday. If they weren't playing Sunday, I could see him doing it like during Patriots kickoff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You could jump in on the Bruins. Jim Montgomery, his future. Who do you want to replace him? Can the Bruins turn this around? Again, 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We're going to get to Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock sharp. DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive coordinator, scheduled to join us today. We'll talk to Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman, at some point. We have the week in review on the way about a half an hour from now, and on the way next, we'll get to a four-pack of questions for the Patriots and the Titans right after Trending with Billy Land.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.